Last year, Hopewell Memorial Junior High started noticing some negative race-based comments being made among students. Studies show safe environments are essential for learning, and being victim to identity-based harassment can be especially harmful. Now, the Aliquippa School is engaging student leaders to tackle the problem through peer mediation. 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino Young reports.
This past March, Andrea Joseph with the Anti-Defamation League led about a dozen students in a crash course on bias and how to combat it.
It's not always easy to stand up, but when we don't, what happens is sometimes those seeds of bias grow.
Joseph uses a diagram called the Pyramid of Hate to show how bias can cause simple acts like not letting someone sit at your lunch table to grow into rumors and possibly violence. She says throughout history, we can see the real-world effect of that escalation in something like genocide. The students get it. They've all studied the Holocaust.
Right, because I think of something so huge of wanting to get rid of a group of people. Where does that come from? It comes from when, as a society, we don't do anything down here.
Joseph tells them that as young people, they have an important role to play.
You have what it takes to address what's going on in your school, in your community, amongst your friends. In your what? In your
bubble,
right? You can take care of what's happening in your bubble.
Jessica Webster says she was concerned about some things happening in those bubbles. She's the school's vice principal and says the 2016 presidential election intensified some of the problems in the school.
You know, we did see an increase in conversations since when the election was happening around that whole idea of building a wall and who's going to come in and who's going to come out and are you here legally and are you not here legally.
The school's about 90% white, mostly rural and suburban population. A school-wide survey last fall showed 72% of students felt that peers were being picked on at school. 54% felt that race, religion, or other personal characteristics were often the basis of that bullying. But it can be hard to stand up to your peers. Isaiah Martinez says he tries to intervene, but the social politics of middle school are tricky.
If you tell on somebody, you're labeled as a snitch.
It's been a few months since the training. The group has been meeting weekly, working on projects like a school-wide anti-bullying pledge. As the school year comes to an end, Counselor Janae Batchelor works with them on a plan to implement an actual peer mediator program next school year.
Your job would be to listen to both sides and help them communicate to resolve the problem and come up with an agreed upon solution. Some of you that have been in my office, that doesn't mean you're going to help two people be best friends. It just means you need to figure out how to help two students in the building coexist in the building.
Break out into groups to read sample mediation scripts and talk about the program they'd like to see. Isaiah Martinez says he's experienced this type of conflict firsthand.
People think I'm Mexican because my skin's really tan, and somebody was like, you're an immigrant, you need to go back and stuff. And I was like, I'm not even Mexican, so it didn't make any sense, but I kind of took it by heart.
He's also seen what happens when problems escalate.
For a while, I thought the school was kind of racist because, like, one of my friends got into a fight, and he's pale. He got into, like, a really bad fight. He got lunch detention. I got into a fight, and it was, like, one slap, and I got suspended for 2 days.
Vice Principal Webster says the administrators aren't perfect, but do strive for consistency. But she says it's important to realize that when students are hearing disparaging remarks from their classmates, a fight often doesn't tell the whole story.
So when you start talking, at first you're thinking, why were you so upset about this one incident? And as you chip away, you find out, well, that's the third time today that that's happened.
Webster and Batchelor say they think peer-to-peer resolution can go a long way towards preventing escalation, especially with all these new trainings and tools.
They know what to say. They don't always do it. That's where we need to get them to the point where they automatically do it as the leaders in the building.
Yeah, which I think will take a very long time.
Especially at this age, mm-hmm. Because it's a very difficult age anyway.
Isaiah Martinez says he's ready to be a leader and a resource for his classmates. But Webster says combating prejudice and bias is a lot of responsibility for a 12-year-old.
One of the things we're going to have to determine with the students is, when do you make the decision that it's too big for you alone?
The student group is planning to have an intensive mediator training over the summer or early in the school year and start doing supervised mediation in the fall. I'm Virginia Alvino Young, 90.5 WESA News.